Chinese premier warns the world is entering a period of political and economic upheaval while referencing Donald Trump. What we're about to see is something that a lot of people have warned about for many years. We're in the beginnings of the manifestation of World War III. I said the manifestation instead of the actual kicking off or the starting of it because we've been in it this whole time. It's just been in the background. It's just been, of course, with the proxy wars and things like that. We've been seeing all of these strings be pulled. Now, don't be surprised when the stage is fully set. Because it's a stage. Don't forget that. It's always a stage. And when all the acts are finally complete, we're going to see World War III. And we're on the cusp of such now. In other words, the players are in place. China's premier has warned the world is entering a period of profound political and economic upheaval as the specter of Donald Trump hung over the opening day of the country's annual National People's Congress. Speaking in the Great Hall of the People, the cavernous Mao-era building where China hosts its most important political spectacles, Li urged China to brace for more complicated and graver situations ahead as a result of developments both in and outside China. There are many uncertainties about the direction of the major economies, policies, and their spillover effects, and the factors that could cause instability and uncertainty are visibly increasing, Li warned, in what appeared to be, in part, an indirect reference to Trump's shock election. Now, of course, what we're seeing as of late with all of this nonsense going on in the mainstream media, and of course with Trump tweeting that Barack Obama was wiretapping him, well, no, duh, the White House has been wiretapping everybody for how long now? I mean, this has potential to be very good. Don't get me wrong. But what we're focused on, of course, is this geopolitical stage of uncertainty. We've been saying that this is the new era of multipolarity, and how does that affect all of us? Because it's a foundational shift in this entire political structure. We were going one way, and of course, it's the light way. Well, now we're going the dark way. And of course, there are two sides to the Luciferian satanic agenda. And of course, we can see the agenda laid out for us by Albert Pike. That's coming to fruition through the multipolar world order. And of course, this more complicated and graver situations ahead that China is speaking of, the elite or the people who are sitting in the background are pulling strings to cause these massive calamities that are coming upon the world. And a lot of people want to say, well, Trump's going to stop all that. Let me tell you something. Whether you're for Trump or against him, it matters not. These people who sit in dark rooms and smoke cigars, who we call the cabal or the elite, they pull a few strings, they crash whole countries. The people who are that powerful are not necessarily worried about one single president. They're worried about the people. You, me, and a whole bunch of us. Just keep that in mind. Now, of course, again, don't take me wrong. I love the fact that we could actually see Obama go to jail. I love the fact that it connects to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, this is out today as well. Hillary was tipped off on Trump wiretap, tweeted about it 1 week prior to the election. It would be excellent to see justice with this. But anyways, back to the main point at hand here. We've got North Korea launching missiles again. This is 27 minutes ago. North Korea has launched an unidentified missile which fell into the sea of Japan, South Korea says. The missile was fired on Monday from the Tongchang-ri region near the north's border with China, the South Korean military said. Last month, North Korea said it had successfully test-fired a new kind of ballistic missile in a launch supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. The nation is banned by the UN from any tests of missile or nuclear technology. The test in February was condemned by the UN, the US, South Korea, and Japan. A South Korean military official said the latest launch, which took place at 070736 local time Monday, was being investigated to determine the type of the projectile used. So again, we're seeing the uptick or this tension surmounting. But again, North Korea does this almost every year around the same time. It is a stage, folks. Don't forget that. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.